remaining as a householder, entangled by sons and the wife, and searching after wealth, think that such things are life's ultimate goal. Such people simply wander in different types of bodies throughout the material existence without finding out the ultimate goal of life. Thus we are too much attached to family life, which consists of entanglement with wife, children, wealth, and home, and engaged in kuta dharma, pseudo duties. Prahlad Maharaj has likened these pseudo occupational duties to a dark well under kupam. Prahlad has purposefully spoken of this dark well because if one falls into this well, he will die. He may cry for help, but no one will hear him or come to rescue him. The words Brahmyam Samsara Vatmasu are significant. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 19.151, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very clearly explains Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagya Vanachi. All living entities are wandering in different types of bodies throughout different planets, and if in the course of their wanderings they come in contact with the devotee by the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their lives become successful. Even though King Prachinibharishat was engaged in fruitive activities, the great sage Narada appeared before him. The king was very fortunate to be able to associate with Narada, who enlightened him in spiritual knowledge. It is the duty of a sensitive person, of all sensitive persons, to follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni and travel all over the world to every country and village just to instruct illusioned persons about the goal of life and to save them from the entanglement of karma bandha, fruitive activities. Kriheshu kutadhaneshu kutadhara sanatha sanatha hi na param indate mudho saman nyan samsare vatmatu. Those who are interested only in so-called beautiful life, namely remaining as a householder, entangled by sons and the wife and searching after wealth, think that such things are life's ultimate goal. Such people simply wander in different types of bodies throughout this material existence without finding out the ultimate goal of life. Bhagavatam na tevi tu svata katimi vishnu surashe bhaya atamaniya se pisha tantra andhaya sandhaya paniyamana se pisha tantra uru tamni bhadha that those who have no interest in Krishna consciousness, they are blind and they are following similar blind leaders who tell them that they know the truth, they know the way. And so in this way, whole society, all the leaders and all their followers, they're falling in a big ditch, dark ditch. Kriyada, like here is described, Krihad Anda Kupam. This material world of sense gratification is this Anda Kupam, it's a dark well. Everybody who falls in such a dark well, he's practically hopeless. Nobody can help him. Especially this material world is described like a desert or a big field. And sometimes in these fields and deserts there are holes. Somebody will fall in this one of these holes of a dark well, like in India sometimes also they have this dry Brunnen, ausgetrocknete Brunnen, dry well. And somebody who falls in such a dry well goes 10 meters or 30 meters down, then you can call as loud as possible, you know, but nobody will hear you because the sound goes directly in the ether up. even when it's right awoken up and comes out of the ghost directly up, just goes on the side, therefore nobody will hear it. So somebody who is fallen in such a dark hell, he cannot come out of it by his own endeavor. And somebody who is also in the well, they can also not help him. So material world, everybody is in this dark well, so therefore nobody can come out of it. Also not the leaders, because they are also in the dark well. Only somebody who is in a liberated position, he can help. So we know the only liberated personality is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And out of his causeless mercy, he can help the conditioned soul who fell in this dark well of material existence by coming either himself or he sends one of his representatives, one of his pure devotees, Vaishnava, Acharya, and by Guru and Krishna's mercy, one can attain the ultimate goal of life, Krishna Bhakti, and one can go back home, back to Godhead. So this way one becomes delivered, free of the material life and the bondage of karma bandhana. So people, unfortunately, they don't know these signs about Krishna consciousness. They try to enjoy the end of material life blindly. They follow the leaders. And falling in this way, they are already in this dark ditch, material existence, completely lost. So when Krishna appeared in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spreading this Sankirtan movement to send all the preachers and associates and servants of Lord Chaitanya to every town and village. You know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first preacher he empowered was Lord Nityananda himself. Lord Nityananda is the original guru, Nityananda Ram. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "You are my direct expansion. Therefore, through you, I want to spread the mercy and save all the conditioned souls. Please go from house to house and from village to village and ask everybody, please chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Nobody else than you can actually deliver them." The Lord Nityananda, in the beginning, he was hesitating. Who will take to this Krishna consciousness? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Just perform your duty. Just go asking, just everybody, please chant Hare Krishna. Don't be attached to the result. They either take or don't take. Some will receive you very nicely, give you a nice place to sit down, give you something to drink, something to eat, they give you available presents, like money and jewels and gold and silver and etc. And some they will smash the door, or they will spite on you, they will speak harshly against you and against Krishna, devotional service. But don't be attached from both sides, because a preacher has to be detached by going to the householders and try to give them Krishna consciousness. Like Prabhupada said, we should not be surprised when somebody doesn't take Krishna consciousness. We should be surprised if somebody takes the Krishna consciousness. That's actually the surprise. So therefore, a devotee, he doesn't expect anything from the karmic side, because he knows these karmics are foolish, that, like he has described, mudha, rascals, because they have forgotten Krishna. They have forgotten Krishna. And they want to enjoy independently of Krishna. And they claim this material world at their own. Although he thought America was already before here, they collect Americans now, they think, so now America belongs to us. Before the Indians, Red Indians said, oh, America belongs to us. Now the white Americans, the white Indians, they think, now America belongs to us. And in the future some other race will come and they think, this land, piece of land belongs to us. And so it is in every nationality. The Europeans think, there are so many small countries there, and they think, that's my land, my country, that's my Switzerland, that's my Germany, and that's my fatherland. So everybody's in illusion. Then he thinks, that's my family, they are my kings, children, my offspring, and so on and so on. So that's the material illusion. So the preachers, they don't have to be blinded like the Buddhas themselves. They have to be enlightened. Enlightened with Krishna consciousness. Therefore we have to know when we go there, we actually go in the lap of Maya. Or like Prabhupada also considered one, give the example, we go in a burning house. Like a fireworks man. You know, he goes in a burning house. Not that he becomes burned, no, he tries to bring these people out who are burning in it, the victims of this burning house, and threw them out of the window. But naturally outside some other fire workers there holding, I would say, a piece of cloth. So this way he becomes safe. So why is the fireman not also burned? Because he has a mission. He's determined that I don't want to become burned. And he knows how he can escape, where the dangers are, and how he has to deal in these circumstances. So therefore, a devotee, he has to have full knowledge about material and spiritual world. Like in the Isupanishad it's described, a devotee has to know the material and the spiritual world and nature. He cannot be blind in material things and think, so I'm just spiritual, everything is alright, just be sentimental. No, he has also to know the three modes of material nature. He has to know Maya, the material energy, the material world, the actions and the reactions of karma. He has to know the elements, you know. All this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's actually so much emphasis or descriptions of the material world and the action and the reaction of the material nature. And there's also description of the spiritual world. Who is Krishna, who are his associates, you know, how they act, what dealings they have with each other, what rasa. It's also described. So first of all, the Vedas always give the first step is always Sambandha. Sambandha. That means they show you where you have to go, what's your relationship. So therefore, through the study of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first we understand our Sambandha. Our connection to Krishna, that we have to surrender to Krishna, that we are eternal servants of Krishna. Then the next step, when we know our Sambandha, our relationship to Krishna, and that actually this relationship in the material world is something temporary, what we have to give up, therefore use this, by giving up, by using this energy in the service of Krishna, by preaching Krishna consciousness, here in this world, Ihayasye, Hariyadasye, Karmano Manasukira, Nikilap, Yavastra, Shu, Jiva Mukhtasi, Uchate. Somebody who knows how to engage this world, that means his body, his mind, his work, intelligence, his family, everything, his riches, opulences, how to use it in Krishna service, he's a liberated person. Although he's maybe Grihastha, he's Sannyasi, he's Brahmachari, Shudra, Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasi, Shudra Kinanoi, E Krishna Tattva Veta, Sai Guru Hoi. Whatever you are, then you can become transcendental. Then you are a devotee of Krishna. And therefore you engage on this platform, therefore next stage of Sambandha, Abhideya. Abhideya means pure devotional service. You perform devotional activities according to the instruction of the spiritual master. So we follow the mission. So we know Krishna, we have to serve Krishna, and how to serve Krishna is given, instructed by the spiritual master. And so in this way we can engage in positive devotional service, engaging this body, mind and soul and family and whatever. Actually the whole society we have to see as family. We should not only see our own family as the family or nationality. We should see everybody in this world as a son of Krishna. But unfortunately has forgotten his eternal relationship to Krishna. Therefore the duty of the good sons, enlightened sons of Krishna, they have to enlighten them, to bring them the transcendental knowledge, but they cannot learn in the college. They can only learn it in the Hare Krishna temple or from the books of Srila Prabhupada. So in this way the devotee engages steadily in devotional service. Mam chayo vivacharina bhakti yogena sevate sakunam samatitaitam pramapuyate kalpate. By steadily engaging in devotional service, never giving it up, he actually can transcend his material nature and can become situated on the transcendental platform. So then, later, when he, by the extraordinary mercy of spiritual master Krishna, he can attain the ultimate goal, Sambandha Abhideya Prayochana. Prayochana means he becomes linked up with Krishna again. He attains his eternal love to Krishna again. Prema Pumatu Mahan. Ordinary people, they are just attached to Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. That means religion, materialistic religion, Dharma, Artha, economic development, Kama, sense gratification, and sometimes liberation. And they are frustrated about and liberated Moksha. Become a Buddhist, or become a Mayavadi, merge in the cosmos and in the light, or become nothing, you know. And they are called this moksha. But the fifth goal, the prema pumata maham, the panchama purushata, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is prema pumata maham, is prema, Krishna prema, love to Krishna. So therefore the devotees of Krishna, they only engage in this prema pumata maham, in devotional service, pure devotional service, in love and devotion to Krishna. And so they have full faith on this goal, that they will attain this goal, even although now they maybe have not the pure devotion, the pure love, but they have the hope, and they have the full faith that they will attain it when they follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada actually said, somebody who steadily engages in devotional service, and also somebody especially who goes out and preaches this message that is very dear to Krishna, to his devotees, and to the innocent people, he has to have some prema, some love to Krishna. Because actually, who goes out from house to house and all these shopping malls, hell cities nowadays, you know, can hardly breathe there, you know, and it's very hot in the summer, very cold in the winter, so the body is very difficult. We could imagine to go to nicer places, could relax, you know, and on the Bermudas, and it's nice weather, you know, never too hot, never too cold. Nice water, nice air, you know. Could imagine something like that, you know, that's yoga, meditation, or go in the mountains. It's much nicer. But the devotees, they go to these hellish cities. In the past, you know, the yogis, they didn't went to the hellish cities. They went to the forest, Tapovana. They went to the forest where they performed tapasya, and austerities, meditation. Therefore, the very special forest, the Tapavanas, where, according to the Vanashandharma, for everybody who wants to go to Vanaprastha, actually Vanaprastha means go to the Vana, to the forest, Sanyas, that means unattached from the material society. You go out of the material cities and go to the forest or to the mountains and live there in a cave and just become maintained by nature, Krishna's energy. So they eat some roots, some tree trunks, some leaves, dry leaves. They're very austere, you know, some fruits, whatever is available in the forest, they eat. So this way, they are just satisfied with bodily necessities, and they have tree bark to make clothes out of it. They're not the tree barks we know nowadays, you know, they're a little hard. This time they were more softer, you know, more nice. Yeah. But still, very austere, very simple. Simple life, high thinking. So therefore, they're very much renounced from materialistic society. But Prahlad Maharaj says, you know, in the seventh canto described, that I think it's not where that the devotees, they're not very much attached to go to a Tapuvana or to the mountains or the forest, live in a hole, in a cave, their whole lifetime, become self-realized there. The devotee will never be satisfied in such circumstances. He wants to go to the big cities, the bigger the better. And there he wants to preach and give the people Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he didn't like that the devotees opened centers outside in the forest or the countryside. He was not so much inclined for that. He wanted to have middle in the city to see the centers, the temples. So in this way, the devotees are inclined to preach and bring the people to the temple and make them devotees. But unfortunately, in the Kali Yuga, the more Kali Yuga progresses, not so many people come to the temple, either in the city or outside, it doesn't matter. So therefore we have to bring the temple to them. Therefore the Vaishnavas, and the Acharyas especially, like Srila Prabhupada, he told us, you know, we should go from house to house. That's actually Vedic culture. The Brahmacharis and Sannyasis, they are unattached from Grihastha life, detached from Grihastha life. They're just wandering around, not aimless, no, with the goal to bring them Krishna, bring them transcendental knowledge, Krishna consciousness, bring them these wonderful books of Srila Prabhupada. So in this way the people become enlightened. Described in Vedic culture, the people are so much trained that whenever somebody comes, like a brahmachari or a sannyasi, they welcomed him, they give him at least a sitting place, a glass of water. Even the most poor man, you know, he could arrange some sitting place. He can give a little cup of water or milk. And he was a farmer, you know. Like Shukadev Goswami was described, he went only so long to a householder, so long the householder needed to milk a cow, just to drink a cup of milk. And then in this time he was preaching to him, enlightened him in Krishna consciousness, gave him mercy. And after 5 minutes, after milking, 5-10 minutes maximum, you know, he left the place and went to the next place. So this way Shukadev Goswami and also Narad Muni, unattached to the householder's circumstances and facilities, they're wandering around and just spreading Krishna consciousness. So they were unattached, like a madhukari. Actually a sannyasi or a preacher should be like a madhukari, like a bee, honey bee, just taking as much nectar, you know, he can take. Sometimes it doesn't take so much, doesn't get anything, sometimes more, sometimes less. And then he comes, you know, he comes to the bee house, and then the master takes all the honey away. So he works very hard, you know, the whole day. The bee works very hard to get all this nectar. Then he comes to the house, to the temple, like the devotee comes to the temple, and then he offers everything to Krishna. He doesn't take everything for himself, because he never thinks himself the enjoyer or the doer. He always knows whatever he does, whatever results he gets in the evening, he always says, oh, it's Krishna's mercy, my spiritual master's mercy, that I could do anything. So the devotee, he never thinks, so I'm the big doer, I'm the big collector, the big distributor. No, he always thinks himself always as the servant of his spiritual master and Krishna, and he feels never that he's attached. In this way he never becomes attached. He's always in transcendental and pure platform. So that the preachers, they always go to the people just to preach, not to try to get something from them, material. Whatever material they get, or the preacher gets from them, donations and whatever they get, he offers it to Krishna. So in this way he's always free of attachment, free of the influence of material nature. As soon as one takes too much for himself, then one can become victim of Maya. Therefore, a devotee never goes out to enjoy the facility of the Grihasthas and Grihamidhi. He just goes out to give them the mercy. So this way, a devotee never becomes entangled. He always thinks for the welfare of others, to help others, to give others Krishna consciousness. And that's actually the real tapasya, the real renunciation. So, places where people doesn't receive Vaishnavas, like nowadays, so many people, they are not trained in Vaishnava culture, Vedic culture, so they put on some sign outside, you know, we don't want to have any monks in our house, we don't want beggars, beware of dog, you know, they will bite you. So many things.
No solicitors.
What else?
No canvassing.
Huh? No canvassing.
No solicitors, peddlers.
Yeah. In Switzerland they have special, you can, stickers. No, they have stickers, you know, they put out in the door, you know. You can buy in every shop. It's described, Betteln und Hausieren verboten. Wir haben schon Staubsaugen haben wir schon. Fernsehen und Radio haben wir auch schon.
We already have a vacuum cleaner, we have a TV, no. Radio.
They make a sticker, yeah, put it out of the door, yeah.
Because
they got something
different they don't have.
Oh, they have another sticker outside. They say aufgepasst. Ich habe einen bissigen Hund und er beißt jeden dritten nicht und der zweite war leben hier. But I don't remember anything fully. Anyways, they don't want to know anything about somebody comes and, how to say, solicit them, you know. Because they're misfortune, misguided by the blind leaders. Also, it's just propaganda. Also. But actually,
the preachers don't look on this side. Actually, the Hare Krishna priest is the only one. The Jehovah's Witnesses, or anybody, you know, wants, or people who want to sell something, so when they see the sign, they don't go. No. But the devotee, he doesn't see the sign, and even the people say, you don't see the sign, he rings the bell, you know, then they say, you didn't see the sign. Say, what sign, you know? So, they say, you cannot see, we don't want that somebody comes and begs, you know, and sorry, I'm not a beggar. You cannot see, we don't want to, somebody sells, you know. I am not a seller. I only want to give you something. I have here this nice book. You got it? You don't know this? You got it already? It's a nice book, you know, from Indian culture, philosophy, you know. I don't take one with you. It's very nice, you know. Huh? You don't read? Huh? Not a reason? Then give it to somebody else. Doesn't matter. Take it anyway. Give it as a present, you know. To your daughter or son, you know, for maybe his birthday. Oh yeah, you're right. Next month my son has birthday. So take it for him, you know. One for your daughter, one for your husband, one for a present, you know, for Christmas time, you know. You know, we have always to think, you know, what kind of present we have to give for your relatives. So a book is a nice present. Something else than liquor and chocolate. Praline, how do you say pralines?
Chocolate.
Praline.
Yeah.
You know, the special chocolate is fine.
Praline.
So, something else, you know, they have a book. Book is something personal. So then they like it, you know. And then immediately they forget their sign and everything, you know, what they thought about. And they actually turn out to be the nicest people. Otherwise, they have to understand these halls, these houses, where they don't receive Vaishnavas, don't take a book and give a donation for a book, you know. They actually snake holes. Snake holes is described in Bhagavatam. And snakes are very much inclined, especially in India. They go to the sandalwood tree in the east, you know, far east. They go to the sandalwood tree because the sandalwood is very cooling, very refreshing, and cools down the head, you know, or the poison, you know, because they are so much poisonous, their body becomes very hot. So therefore they go under these holes, have some holes in these sandalwood trees to cool down their body. So it's described as Grihasthas, or Grihamedis, better said, Grihamedis, materialistic householders who doesn't receive Vaishnavas and don't take a book and receive, give a donation for a book, or at least give them a sitting place and some water and be nice with the preacher, you know, that he is actually considered like a poisonous snake living in a dark hole in material existence. So therefore, it's not a fit place for a Vaishnava to live there. He doesn't live there. He just goes there. He actually risks his life to go to these snake holes to give them, these people, Krishna consciousness. You imagine that? No yogi, no demigod would do it. The demigods, you know, they're very much attached to sense gratification, although they're pious. They are also devotees, but they never would take a risk, you know, to go to the big cities and to these hellish places, you know, where the people live, and give them Krishna consciousness. Because a preacher has to be tolerant, first of all, the Dikshava. Therefore, because he's tolerant, he can be Karunika, merciful. And there's no tolerance of the nature outside on the inside. The pushings, you know, the calamities we get from inside and outside. So long we cannot tolerate that, one can become dhira. Dhira sadhana moyati. That means when it's on the bodily platform. So long as it's in the bodily platform, one cannot tolerate the waves of material nature, then one cannot actually perform real welfare welfare activity. That means preaching to the people. Because it's a fully transcendental activity. Therefore, so long one is on the bodily platform, one can not actually really preach. One is not inspired to preach. Therefore, it's actually Srila Prabhupada's mercy, the Guru's mercy, and Lord Chaitanya's mercy that they give us this wonderful mission. Then it's practically the only way how we can actually become really transcendental. Just by surrendering to the mission, one becomes transcendental. Therefore, even a young devotee who goes out the first time, you know, he can become transcendental. He can get already spiritual realization in the first day of his Krishna consciousness. Or at least after some weeks, you know, he can make so much advancement. Because it's so dear to the spiritual master, and Lord Chaitanya, he can make so much advancement just by performing this activity, bringing others to Krishna consciousness. And one can so make so much advancement because it's a test. It's an, Herausforderung, challenge. We actually perform the supreme challenge. Challenge against material nature. Against the materialist. Therefore the devotee can make so much progress because he takes the challenge. He surrenders the challenge. Performs the supreme tapasya. Therefore he can become very strong, spiritually very strong, because he takes this challenge. And there's no challenge, you know, easy coming, easy going. But what's very hard to attain, that will stay, that we will appreciate. Sometimes it's very difficult out, but that doesn't matter, preacher never gives up. Although everybody says no the whole day, but he still goes on, then Krishna becomes very much pleased just by his endeavor. And then sometimes most wonderful things that happen in the end of the day, Krishna sends you a wonderful person, you know, gives a big donation, or you can sell a set, or at least take some books with him, you know. Krishna's always with us. In good time, in bad time, you should never forget Krishna. Krishna is always here. You should always remember. You should never think, oh, we are alone here, out in this snake hole, or in this material world, in this hell. No, spiritual master, Krishna is always with us. We are never alone. So long we are taking shelter, the instruction of the spiritual master, Krishna, spiritual master, is always here. And after all, we have always his books. We have the books of Prabhupada directly in the hand. So how can we fall in Maya? So we have always the best association. Therefore we should always have the books in our arms. In the past, you know, when we begin with Sankirtan in Germany, we had even the books, you know, when we were chanting before Srila Prabhupada, up and down, you know, chanting Japa. On the other hand, we have the book in the hand, you know. Just as we didn't forget the book. Or Manidhar, you know, he was such a fanatic. And someday when he came back, but he didn't come out of the mood of book distribution, he put on the book bag around, you know, put it full of books. And he was chanting Japa around the Schloss, you know, Schloss Rettershof, you know, the castle they had in Germany. He was just chanting around, you know, with 20 books in the book bag, you know, and chanting Japa. And whoever came, you know, someday guests, you know, when he saw somebody or somebody spacing out there, you know, he gave him a book, you know. Or when we were sleeping, resting on the the outer bank,
highway,
rest stop, you know, on the highway. We're sleeping outside in the car. So then sometimes in the morning it was very chilly, so we could not chant outside. Sometimes we went up, sleeping outside in November, October, November. It was quite chilly. So we went inside. We took the shower always in these rest stops, you know. And they had sometimes no shower room. So we had to take the shower in the toilet. Take a pocket, you know. How is that? Pocket?
Pocket.
Put some cold water over your So in this way you may do shower. So then in the morning, because after a cold shower and it was freezing outside, chilly outside, we were chanting, there was a small corridor, and there was a heater there, small heater. So we were chanting ups and downs and in this, before the toilet, you know, toilet door. So in the morning, about 5:30 or 6 o'clock, all the truck drivers came, they wake up, you know, took their, they made their business there, you know. Then we find out, you know, that actually it's a very good place for distributing some books. So in the chapa time, we had always some books in our arms. Whenever somebody came up, you know, they were still half asleep, you know. They had already the book in their arm, you know. So in this way we had sometimes 10 or 20 books already in the chapa time. And a quarter was least, you know, one book per round, you know. Every round, I count my rounds with Kishan, everybody a book.
You started 16 books.
Yeah, then I had 60 books, 60 rounds. That was ecstatic time. 8 o'clock when I'm on the street, you know. Latest, then we thought, you know, 8:15. Now we have 8:15 or 8:30, it was already too late. 9 o'clock, we thought already, you know, can't forget today. So anyway, main thing one has always to be, his consciousness has always to be in preaching mission, in the books, you know, books. You are reading Hare Krishna Maharaj's offering this year?
Books.
Like a computer, you know, books, you know. Trains us very nicely, you know, just think books. Think books of Prabhupada's books, you know, books. You know, Prabhupada's books. Books. So, should read every day before you go out, you know. So get book consciousness. To think Krishna means books, you know. Think of Prabhupada means books. Krishna books, Prabhupada's books. books. Once he also invented the mantra, you know, for the book production, and they made a marathon for produce all Prabhupada's books in German, the whole set. Then he print books, something like that. Distribute books, distribute. So when one actually makes this book distribution mission to his life and soul, even in sleeping, you know, suddenly in the middle of the night wake up, hey, you got already a book? In the morning Arctic, Mandal Arctic, you have already the book of the Arctic, you know, before the Arctic. Pray already to the deities, you know, books. Please let me distribute more books. Should be like chanting, you know. Then when we take for Sadam, you know, books, Hare Krishna. Oh, good. Books, Hare Krishna. Books. When we go out, and naturally, you know, the whole program, you know, was books, you know, and Hare Krishna, Prabhupada, you know, be giant, and go out of the door, you know, and then next one again, you got already the books, you know. And even in the time of that, you know, there was one devotee in Germany. He had an accident, you know, he broke his neck. 2 or 3 spines, you know, he was broke up here, you know. In an accident, car accident. So then the ambulance car came, you know. He was one of the fanatics, you know. So he was lying there, you know, had the book in the head. Hey, you got already one of these books. He broke his neck, you know. Hey, you got already one of these books, you know. When you give up the body, you know, dead comes, you know, maybe Yamaraj comes, you know, Hey, Yamaraj, you got already one. Take all the sides, you know. You are such a nice man, you know. You are Dharmaraj himself, yourself, you know. Take him and say, you know. Bhagavatam. Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. You know, the books, you know. Prabhupada's books. The Vishnu Dutas come, you know. Ah, nice to meet you. Hare Krishna. You got already Prabhupada's books. So therefore, a devotee never wastes his time, you know. He always thinks about books and where have we gone. He gives them a book, and they either take or they don't take, then he goes to the next one. And you only use so much time, you know, it takes the person, you know, to give him a book. And when the business is finished, you know, you go to the next one. Forget positive or negative, he gives you a big donation, or he smashed you, or whatever, spit on you. And he doesn't take a book, you know, then you go to the next one. Even the salesman, the big salesman nowadays, they learn that. Whatever your business will do, whatever person you meet, positive or negative, after you made your sell or not sell, you have to close everything and fix your mind to the next one. And when you think to how you deal with other one, oh, how nice he was, oh, that was the best man I met since a long time, you know, oh, he really is a devotee, oh, he gave such a nice donation, you know, wow, cannot believe he gave me 100 bucks, you know. Took 10 books with him, he was far out, you know. Then your mind becomes a stone, so how you can preach to the next? Or when you think, you know, oh, how bad, man, how bad he was, you know, what a rat, what a demon, you know, should cut out his tongue, you know. It's such a useless mudha, it's described in Bhagavatam, they're all mudhas, you know. So when you think like that, you know, then you have to go to the next one. Even maybe he will take a book, you know, you ruin the whole cell. He doesn't take a book because you are thinking negatively. Like there's a story of one man, he had some friends, 10 friends, and they make a pact against him, you know. They told each other, you know, we go to him, you know, and tell him, oh, you look like a ghost. Then the first man, he came, you know, he said, oh, you look like a ghost. Then he said, you know, they were friends together, you know. And the friend comes, hey, you look like a ghost. Yeah, but what do you think? What you're saying, you know? Then the first time, you know, he didn't make a joke, you know. Then the second friend came, you know, the way, he said, look like a ghost. Because of war shock, you know. What happened now, you know? Now you also come like that. And then the third man came, you know. Oh, ghost! So he ran away, you know. And then after the 9th and the 10th, you know, he was looking himself, you know, in the mirror, you know. And he was asking somebody else, you know, you think really I'm a ghost? Huh? And then in the end he believed, I'm the ghost. And so when somebody comes, you know, tells, I don't want to write a book, oh, sick, Hare Krishna, you know, cult, you know, brainwashes, rascals, Jesus.